From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is spending the night in San Francisco, where he attended a Democratic Party fundraiser this evening. Earlier Thursday, he reassured New Orleans that it's still a priority of his administration. He spoke at the University of New Orleans after touring a charter school and took questions. Eileen Fleming has more from member station WWNO.
President Obama received a thunderous reception for his first visit to New Orleans since taking office. He praised residents for their continuing battle to rebuild the city devastated by flooding after Hurricane Katrina 4 years ago. He also pledged to continue his own battle for affordable health care. As they left the event, residents Joe King and Catherine Boverland were pleased.
He shows a lot of knowledge about the problems here, and I think he'll go back and try to do something about it.
All his answers were exactly what I wanted to hear, especially about health care. I just hope he sticks with it and gets the public option or something very close to it, because here in this city, we need it.
But about 150 people protesting the event were gathered nearby. One was a landscaper who said the president's health care plan would crush his business. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee is sounding confident about Congress passing legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. Chairman Max Baucus of Montana says Democrats will be united.
It's clear we're going to pass a health care reform this year. Every Democrat will vote for national health care reform, and I'm hopeful that several Republicans will as well.
Leaders in the House and Senate are working to finalize their bills in time to begin floor debate. It's unclear whether the Senate version will include a government option, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made an argument for it in her weekly news conference. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has canceled a $1.3 billion contract with a group of IBM-led companies, ending a plan that privatized the state's food stamp, Medicaid, and welfare programs. From Indiana Public Broadcasting, Marianne Holland reports.
Governor Daniels' decision to end the deal came after months of complaints about long wait times and false rejection of applicants eligible for services. Governors from other states had been watching Indiana's deal with IBM, touted for cost savings and efficiency, to see if it might be a solution to their own struggles to pay for social services. In a meeting with reporters, Daniels was quick to admit the plan failed.
It was a concept that looked user-friendly and looked efficient on paper, and sometimes those things just don't work when you take them out on the road.
The deal ends a program that required people to apply for Medicaid and food stamps over the phone or online. Indiana will instead revert back to taking applications in person and assigning individuals a single caseworker to manage their benefits. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
This is NPR. A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury deadlocked over the fate of a lobbyist charged in connection with the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Kevin Ring, a former Abramoff associate, was charged with 8 counts in a pay-to-play corruption scheme. Prosecutors charged that the conspiracy involved lavishing meals, tickets for sporting events and concerts, and other gifts on members of Congress and executive branch agencies in an effort to win federal contracts for the lobbyist's clients. Ring was also charged with arranging a $92,000 a year job for the wife of his one-time boss, Congressman John Doolittle, who has since retired. Abramoff and 15 others have pleaded guilty to similar charges. After 4 weeks of testimony and 8 days of deliberations in the Ring case, though, the jury sent the judge a note saying it was, quote, irrevocably blocked. Judge Ellen Huvel then declared a mistrial. Federal prosecutors indicated they plan to retry Ring. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Philadelphia Phillies have held off the Los Angeles Dodgers in the opening game of the National League Championship Series. The visiting Phillies hit 2 3-run homers to beat the Dodgers 8-6 in Los Angeles tonight. The Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw allowed 5 Phillies runs in the 5th inning and set a championship series record for the most wild pitches in an inning with 3. There could be a hurricane off Mexico's Pacific coast within the next day. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Storm Rick is swirling southeast of Acapulco and is forecast to strengthen. However, a 5-day track of the storm shows it should remain off Mexico's coast. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.